On SEN, questions without notice. For Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.
Yes, time for questions without notice, but always time for your calls. If you want to take part, 1300 736 736. The lines are open. Nick's just texted in off the back of our chat with Jim Richards, seven-timer kingy. I had a ride around Calder Park in 91 and a Nissan GTR driven by Jim Richards. Absolutely amazing, and he was an absolute gentleman with the fans.
Those hot laps, they're scary.
I'd love
Tim
to be.
Tim Hodges organised a hot lap with Jack Perkins a couple of years ago.
And?
Oh, man, he's talking to me. He's going around these corners about 200k an hour. I'm thinking, we're going to flip here. Or is he going to hit the brakes? And he's just talking to me. And what have you been? He's eyes off the road, looking into my eyes. I'm thinking, mate, just watch the road, please. It's the scariest thing you can do, I reckon.
You're putting the foot on the floor, reaching for the brake.
I'm just saying, mate, pedal. Seriously, let's just get around here.
Amazing. But I reckon you could have a future as a touring car, as a co-driver at least. Because, I mean, you're running late here at least three times a week. And
no.
I call you, you're half asleep, you're in here in 5 minutes.
No, that was when I wasn't supposed to be on and you rang. You said, we're on.
I might have taken a bit of poetic license. Regardless, I think you're pretty quick behind the wheel.
Weird question without notice?
Yes.
Do you feel like you've been had? Have you been got? Because I feel like this sub-zero $30,000 fridge you were shown yesterday at ENS Trading.
Possibly.
The old ice cream in the freezer trick without the top on.
When do you know you've been upsold to within an inch of your life? Because I came away from there thinking, how good was that induction cooktop? It was about $13,000. I can't have anything else now. He's told me, he showed me the wonders of this memory-based weight-judging $13,000 induction cooktop. I can't have anything
cooktop.
Else. Yeah.
So how's the budget looking?
Shot.
It's gone.
Shot to bits.
Lost two rooms because I've got to get a fridge.
Very good work from Marcus down there at ENS Trading in Hawthorne. Absolutely.
Serious one? Can I ask you a serious one? The WTA have taken a stance today against China with the Peng Shui saga. Brave decision, big decision. What will be the fallout here?
Oh, well, there'll be a big financial fallout when they follow through with it. That's a lot of, and Hong Kong as well. So a lot of tournaments that they're going to rip out. I mean, the ball's in China's court now, and Peng Shui and WTA, Steve Simon, they've followed through. This was a threat they had. They're not satisfied with her appearance with the IOC. So they've followed through on what they said they would do, and I think they will have a lot of support, certainly in the tennis world at the moment. And we've seen some of the biggest names in the game come out in support of that decision and wanting Peng Shui to speak freely, which she hasn't. She's been heavily censored, of course. Should the AFL season start on a Wednesday night? There's a story in the Herald Sun today by Jay Clark saying they're thinking about flipping the script, and they'll have their Thursday night, but they want a Wednesday night, a Thursday night, a Friday night. Three games, three blockbusters to open the season. Footy's back in Victoria as well. Celebrate a return to the game here.
Love it. The more exposure you can give the game to the fans, get as many eyeballs as you can on the game. It's a fantastic time of the year when footy's about to start. The build-up's always huge. You want your team to be playing first. Everyone does. So the earlier the better. The Wednesday's a great idea. And I think that this is just one of those little messages that gets floated out, and you know it's going out. You know it's already been ticked off, but you just sort of
possibly.
What would happen if we started on a Wednesday?
Temperature testing.
Yes.
Temperature.
They've already answered that question.
I don't think people would want it full time Wednesday night, but certainly to pull the curtain back on a big season, of course.
And I think the grand final rematch is a great way to start every year.
And that way, I know there's debate every year around Carlton and Richmond opening the season. They still get their Thursday night. That's still their slot.
Unfurl the flag, minute one. Or first opportunity every year.
And we know there's some bad blood at the moment as well.
Big day on the weekend with the D's.
Yeah, Sunday.
And they're premiership, they're reliving the flag.
Well, so my question to you is, who should present the cup to Max Gawn? Because Neil Danaher, of course, is presenting the Jock McHale medal to Simon Goodwin, who finally, by the way, gets to speak. It'll want to be a good speech. He's had plenty of time to prepare. And then we've got former skipper David Neitz presenting Christian Petracca with the Norm Smith medal. But I just wonder who should present the Premiership Cup.
Well, Ronald Dale was the name that we heard
Crook.
At the start.
Sick.
Yeah.
Really quite ill, apparently.
Would they go back to Gary?
They might, yes. Did a good job first time round, didn't he, Gazza? Yeah,
fantastic.
Well, wouldn't you get him back?
Great for all of Melbourne. And I'll tell you what, it spent the weekend the second biggest Airbnb story of the year, the first one being Jamie Carr, ours being
Feltgate.
The Feltgate incident. with David Schwartz, and he was talking about the unity of the club now. The past players are now as one, and where they were far from that a while back. You know, so this has been fantastic for so many different parts of the Melbourne Football Club.
This is a real thing, isn't it? Like Essendon did it. We spoke last week about Carlton and Michael Voss trying to connect the past with the present. And Essendon did a magnificent thing, getting their legends back, presenting the jumpers, putting them in touch with the players, the premiership walk at Tullamarine. They've got a powerful history. Connect with it.
What else? Just some lateral things, if you can. You get the text machine rolling for us. Some lateral things the D's should do at their premiership party. Yeah. I think they should have flown Basil Zemplis back in, and he should be forced to introduce Simon Goodwin to speak. And then maybe even allow Andrew Embley, who gave the Norm Smith medal over, to actually say who's won the Norm Smith medal rather than just declare it.
Yes, okay. All
Is
right.
there any other laterals out there?
How's this?
Click them through.
How's this for lateral? Loving the morning show, gents. As a North diehard, it's especially awesome listening to Kingy every morning. Here's something to brighten your morning I thought up over dinner last night. What do you call Wayne Carey eating in a French restaurant?
Oh, no. I'm nervous. What?
Duck L'Orange. Oh, jeez, Mark.
I just get nervous when the gags start.
Mark, long time listener, first time Dexter. Gee whiz, Mark.
He's a kanga. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
Oh, boy.
Duck L'Orange. I like that.
So, hey, so who do you think will present the cup?
I really don't know. There was a bit of talk around, obviously, some connections or family members from Robbie Flower, that side of things, of course.
Can I give you a lateral one? What about Peter Jackson? Because the club corrected. I mean, sometimes we forget the guys behind the scenes a little bit, and they have such a role to play. I mean, you can't make mistakes behind the scenes when you're driving to rebuild a club or to, you know, to charge for that premiership.
Tells a great story, Peter Jackson, around going up to Coogee and wooing Paul Roos and the constant no's that eventually became a maybe and eventually became a yes. So, yeah, he was a big architect in the resurgence.
He's been as important as anyone over the last decade at Melbourne.
We'll keep going with our question without notice. We need to get to the news headlines, though. We're here for Kogan Credit Cards. I've got a couple of curly ones for you, Kingy. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined. 4ddoors.com.au. Hey, some good nominations about who should present the cup, Kingy, which is where we left our conversation. The Steins family, collectively. Yeah. That's from Michael in Mornington. Nathan Jones presents the cup. Someone who did it tough for a long, long time, stayed loyal, was captain. He should present the cup. They're coming through as well.
Be a bit hard for Nathan, though, wouldn't it? Just missed out on being part of it.
That's true.
Maybe not. Maybe it's not hard for
him. Depends on his attitude, I
maybe
suppose.
Maybe he's quite comfortable with it, and so he should be.
Yep. Okay. Hey, I've got a question for you. The New South Wales Premier, Dominic Perrottet, has gone in and back calls for the Formula One Grand Prix to be moved to Sydney. Took a cheeky swipe at us down here in Melbourne at the process. There were reports, you remember, last month or October, that New South Wales government were going to try and have a crack at snaring it from our grasp once the contract expires. And the Premier of New South Wales said, why would the Formula One want to stay in Melbourne when you can come here? But my question to you is, would we miss the GP if it left?
Would we miss it? I think it brings a big buzz to the town when it's on. No, I think we would miss it.
100%. I agree.
And I think if you're going to declare yourself as the number one, you know, sporting capital around the world, which is us, given our sporting precinct that takes up the large part of Melbourne.
You got to fight for it.
I think you have to have it.
Yeah, you got to fight for it. I think it's 23.
25.
25, is it?
Yeah, 2025. Do they just look for change? Once you've got it, can you just hang on to it forever?
Well, at the end of the day, it comes down to the FIA, the people who make the decisions.
You got to bribe well?
Well, you just got – well, no, I'm not saying that at all, David. It's all about relationships.
Oh, relationships.
Building relationships.
Okay.
And I think Albert Park, if you speak to the – whenever the drivers have come out here, they've always said it's one of their best races of the year. They love coming out here. They love the track, which has been remodeled as well. They love the atmosphere. They love coming down under. So I think it's always been popular with the drivers.
And Sydney just would go over the bridge and that's it.
Even think they can go over the bridge.
Oh.
That's in the too hard basket.
Oh, if you can't go over the bridge, what are they doing?
So I think there's talk around Circular Quay and getting in and around there, like a Monaco-style street circuit, which would be pretty amazing.
Nah.
But it's no Albert
Park.
Leave it here. Hey, question without notice. Should the NRL change their player movement structure?
Which yes.
There's been a bit of a push for this, and not just of late with our old mate Brandon Smith. But the notion was floated on Tuesday when Andrew Abdo, the league boss, front of media, and he hinted that a system would be considered, and they look at the AFL system, of course, with an exchange window. But the Rugby League Players Association have said, no, we will not be doing that. We're sticking to the rules that state that players can move as long as they're in the final year of their contract and sign deals with rival clubs, even though they still have to pull on the jumper, which we find strange, with their current club. Should they mix it up? Who's got the right system?
Well, there's no perfect system, is there? There's no perfect. I mean, they don't have the draft. They don't have a lot of equalisation measures. It's a bit like the international codes, where you can acquire players with cash. You can basically bid for the best players out there. Mm. So it makes me worry about that system, because you end up with the haves and the have-nots. So I think we've got it right with the draft, with the initial acquisition. It's hard after there. We've got a free agency model, which we don't love. So there's problems with our system as well. But player movement is what is what everyone's about now, just try and spark things up. It hasn't worked for the NRL.
You know how we got in trouble for celebrating the magnificent achievement of George Kambosos? How dare we talk about it when we hadn't talked about him before?
Yeah.
Well, we've learned our lesson.
Have we?
We're buying early stock here. Grace Kim, yes, is very much a star on the rise. Now, some people will be saying, Grace who? But she's certainly a name on the lips of a lot of golf fans. And if you've been following amateur golf, you know all about Grace Kim, quote unquote, absolutely the next big thing in Australian golf. She's done an amazing thing at the Western Open up there in Dubbo, playing against the men over the weekend. We're going to catch up with her next. Future of Aussie golf is Grace Kim. She's going to be a star. We'll get her on the line right after this.
That was Questions Without Notice for Charlie Battisti & Co., Melbourne's finest facility for the repair of prestige German vehicles. Get your repair process started.